Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We're trying to sound energetic.
Yes, because it's Sunday afternoon at 1:30, which is normally not a real energetic type of time.
No, I was having to barter with myself not to nap. I mean, yes. I was really having to remind myself that I could nap later.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We'll get this done and you can nap later. I probably will not get to nap, but I also slept till 10:45 yesterday.
I'm sorry. I sound like that. I'm a chronic smoker. I'm sorry. I have a wheeze that's way up high in my chest from all this congestion. So I just go ahead and apologize that if you wonder if I have bronchitis, I don't really know yet, but anyway,
You might be on the verge. Well, you just had a huge weekend.
I did. Okay. Wait, you slept till 10:45 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a personal record for your 40s?
No, because in the summertime, but I will say it was a personal record in that I had gone to bed at 11 o'clock Friday night.
That is impressive.
I know. And I think I had just not had a good night's sleep in so many, you know how the 40s are. You just have nights mm-hmm. where you just don't sleep. And so I'd had a lot of sleepless nights. And I think I fell into bed Friday night knowing that we didn't have anything until soccer at 1 o'clock, you know? So I had that. I just was totally relaxed. I wasn't thinking of anything I had to do. I knew I didn't have to be up. And I just passed out. And I did wake up at 8:15 Saturday morning, got up, went to the bathroom and thought, I'm just going to lay here a few more minutes because the bed felt so good mm-hmm. and crashed. And then I was back out till 10:45. I kind of was embarrassed, but then I thought, well, why do I care?
So this morning, did you repeat your 10:45?
No, I did not. I did not. We did sleep this morning, which I feel bad that we didn't make it to church. But we are having Bible study here this afternoon, so I'm going to go with that.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my people tried to let me sleep this morning because I didn't get home last night. I thought I get time messed up when I travel. I really need some kind of, I don't know. I get it all confused in my head. Again, it's numbers, it's details.
Yes.
I don't really have the patience to think it through. And so mm-hmm. somehow I knew that I was taking off in Atlanta at 8:45. And in my head, I switched the time back from Eastern. And somehow I decided that I was going to be home by 9:15.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know how I got there. But mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, it's travel math.
It's travel math. That's exactly right. So we got the plane left late, and I don't even know why. And so anyway, all that to say, it was almost 10:30 by the time I got home.
Oh, that's late. And then you need wind down time. Yeah. It's not so then you get home and go straight to bed.
Yeah. So then David and I did the debrief. You know, we kind of went through the whole weekend and told all the stories and whatnot. And so, but it was 12:30 when I got in the bed.
Oh, yeah. That's late. So late.
Yeah. But you know me. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to set an alarm. And if I don't wake up in time for church, I don't wake up in time for church. But I wake up at 7:30.
Well, you can't help yourself. You're an early bird.
It's terrible. So anyway, I still did not rush to get ready. We're going to go to church at 6:00, but I didn't rush to get ready or anything like that. So we went to Chewy's and now we're home.
Okay. Well, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
So how was the weekend? How are you feeling?
It was good. I'm tired, but it was good. It was fun. It was, a very sweet group of people. And I was fascinated. I was fascinated by the whole setting because I knew it was like at a campground. I knew it was, you know, they told me that it was at a Falls Creek campground or whatever, Falls Creek Conference Center. But in my head, I kind of made it like Ridgecrest in North Carolina, where
which is the
big Baptist campground, but there are lodges there. And there were lodges here too, but here's what's interesting to me, and you may already know this, but every, like, different churches have lodges. So it's like the First Baptist of such and such lodge, and they've all built them individually. So it ends up looking like a town. Like you've got this huge tabernacle in the center of the campground area. I don't even know if you call it a campground, but in mm-hmm. the center is this huge tabernacle that seats 7,000 people.
Wow.
And then all around are these, like, some are cinder block cabins, some are wood cabins, but they're not cabins, they're lodges. Like, they have bunks in them and, you know, that you can sleep 25, 30. Some, you could probably sleep 100 people, just depending on how big they are. It was fascinating.
Well, that is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Huh. Very interesting. Okay. So it was like a, like when you go to like Six Flags and you go to those little miniature towns and it's little stores and you have stuff all around.
Yeah, but there were no stores, but there were buildings. Yes. And then like I stayed in, there's one sort of like kind of hotelish building. I don't know how many rooms it has. Maybe like 30, 40. I don't know. I'm not good at that. Again, numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those, you know, they have, you have like two double beds in each room and that kind of thing. But I don't know. It was interesting.
Oh, very fun.
So it was big and it was spread out. And, it was also, it was kind of in the, I didn't know there were mountains in Oklahoma, but apparently there are the Arbuckle Mountains.
I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had no idea.
Very, very educational.
Okay. And like how many women were there? You said like 2,500-ish?
I think there, yeah, I think there were 22 or 2,300 women. Okay. And then, what? And then a whole big team of people who were working, and it was fun. I enjoyed myself a lot. So anyway, so yesterday though was travel pretty much the whole.
Yes, that wears you out.
I did though. Like I got to the airport in Oklahoma City early, and mm-hmm. I got to sit for like 2 hours. Which you know me, after I've mm-hmm. had like really intense people time, there is nothing that suits me better than just staring. If I can just sit and stare.
Yes.
So I did, and then I followed the Mississippi State baseball game on Twitter, which brought me great joy.
Yes. Well, I saw that you won.
Oh, which, listen.
I mean, listen, that's like the accomplishment of a lifetime right there.
I was, okay. So first of all, Melanie, so on Twitter yesterday, Mississippi State was trying to set the NCAA all time attendance record for a college baseball game, which we already held, I think, 10 of the top 10. I mean, like, I think we had all the records, except LSU may have had a couple, but anyway. But we were trying to reset the attendance record. And so they had a thing, the Mississippi State baseball Twitter account had a thing that said, guess how many people are here and we'll retweet you. Uh-huh. And so I guessed 15,591 and there were actually 15,586. So I won.
I mean.
I know. If it had been The Price is Right, I would not have won because I would have technically gone over.
You would have gone over. But thankfully, it's different.
Yes.
But it pays. You're like some sort of like baseball savant or something. I
mean, and ironically, with numbers.
So, yeah.
So, and as somebody who can never tell how many people are in, you know, like how many people were at church today? I don't know, 45, 50, you know, then we like,
four,
yeah. You know,
uh-huh. I'm the worst at that. Mm-hmm. I can never properly estimate a group in a room. Ever.
I can't either. So, yeah. But I knew because I was there the last time we set the record, that was when I was in college and it was 14,400. So I kind of knew what it looked like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I
yes,
thought, well, if you're going to set a record, you're probably going to go about 1,000 over. I mean, I was just kind of estimating in my head. So mm-hmm. anyway, so they retweeted me, you know, and I won. And I didn't know until we landed in Atlanta and we were sitting on the runway waiting for a place for them to, what do you call that? Like they park the plane, they dock the plane. What do they do with the plane?
I don't know. They landing. It's a holding area.
Yeah,
holding area.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. think that's technically it. And so we were waiting and I saw it on Twitter. And honestly, I was embarrassed for myself. I was so excited. Like, I thought, you are a grown woman. Like,
I know.
This should not thrill you like it does.
Mm-hmm.
But it did. But I think because I wasn't there, I felt like I had a tiny part.
Yes.
And so, but what was so funny were people who would tweet back and say, what did you win? I was like, nothing. I didn't win anything. Like,
no.
I just
pride.
Got it.
I won pride is what I got.
Yeah, I was the most right. That was all it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well,
so that was my big thing. And then I sent you the video where we won, you know, in a walk-off.
Yes. Yes. And I watched it and I loved it. And the grass. Listen, you aren't going to beat the turf at an ag school.
You're really not.
A&M's the same way. I mean, nobody's going to have a prettier field than us. I mean, it's just, you know, that's our specialty.
Well, as much as I love the shot of them seeing that winning run come in, like the grass is just gorgeous. It just mm-hmm. is beautiful. And so anyway, so I watched that video about 19 times while we were waiting to dock or, you know,
yes.
park or whatever we
deep
were doing.
Line. Mm-hmm.
Deep line. And then I came home.
Okay. Well, that was, you had a full day. That's a full day.
So I was thrilled. I was thrilled with the whole baseball thing.
Yes.
And, somebody said on Facebook that I should, I think it was Amber Morgan said that I should ask them if I can now have 4 years free tuition for Alex one day.
Well, I think to me, that's only a fair trade.
I think it is. I think that's a fair price.
I don't think that that's too much to ask. I feel like if you can guess with that amount of accuracy mm-hmm. as to breaking a record, I feel like tuition is a no-brainer for
them. I do too. I mean, I was within five. I'm not uh-huh. trying to brag, but I mean, yeah. I was within five. That's just, yeah. that's just fact.
I mean, I'm totally with you. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a good PR move on their part.
Okay. Well, I think we should push that along.
Okay.
I'll forward that idea to somebody so they can reject it. How about that?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. So did you finish your playlist?
Well, yes. Technically, I have. So Caroline, the fifth graders at her school get to do a talent show. But here's the thing: you have to try out to make the talent show.
Oh.
So, and they only take 15 acts. So, which I understand because it's a time limit and whatever. So each act can only be 3 minutes long. Well, Caroline and her friends are doing a dance. This appears to be the top fifth grade girl talent is a dance mm-hmm. In some sort of glowing suit that mm-hmm. we're going to buy on Amazon or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I had to come up. I was charged with making the playlist on GarageBand because they want about 8 different songs condensed into a 3-minute period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to think that I won this honor because I was the mom most likely to come up with the best songs, but I think it was more because I'm the only parent that knew how to work GarageBand.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I really, you know, I took it on as I tend to do. And
sure.
so I
yeah.
was so mm-hmm. tickled with myself as I was sitting there listening to all these songs and on YouTube and investing way more time in this than really anybody should for this type of thing.
Well, that's kind of, that. You and I sort of specialize in that.
It is. I mean, because it's a mindless thing. I mean, why would I want to be, like, I don't know, writing another book
no,
or something?
No, uh-uh. You've got a playlist to do
yeah.
for fifth graders. So
yeah.
that has to take priority.
Yeah, for a talent show act that may or may not actually make it to the actual talent show, you
yes.
know?
Yes. This makes total sense to me.
Yeah. So I got so tickled at myself because all I could think of is Amy Poehler's character is Regina George's mom in Mean Girls. Like, I wanted the fifth graders' approval so badly mm-hmm, to them. Mm-hmm. Like, Ms. Schenkel, this is the most awesome playlist we've ever heard.
Yes.
You know, is what I wanted. And so all I could think about is how she's like, you know, girls, if you ever need to talk to me, I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. I thought, that's me. Like, that somewhere I go to that place of wanting this approval. And what I really wanted to do and what I've tried to encourage them is to incorporate some old songs. You know,
yes.
because I think
a little throwback, a little classic. Uh-huh.
Well, I feel like it gives you an edge. And if only 15 acts are going to make it, mm-hmm. chances are somebody who doesn't use all Katy Perry songs has a better shot because
yeah.
the music teachers mm-hmm. are going to be tired of hearing all the Katy Perry songs.
Right. Well, you're going to get some affection from the music
yes.
teachers if there's a song in there that they know or that holds, you know, an old memory for them or something like that.
That's it. So I did come out, I did make the mix on GarageBand. It's a mix of all different songs, but we did throw in some It's Tricky, Run mm-hmm. DMC.
Yes.
And some Good Vibrations.
Yes.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And then in between, we did a couple of other things that make them happy. So we did Classic.
Uh-huh. I felt like Classic was a given. I felt like you had to use Classic no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah, we start. So it starts with Classic, and then we go into, I can't remember the exact thing now. I should. Classic. We did some Ain't It Fun, Paramore.
Okay, that
we
was my suggestion on your yeah. Facebook page was Ain't It Fun. Yeah.
It was. I know. I took your. And then, so then we've got some It's Tricky, some Good Vibrations.
Did y'all do I'm Ready?
No, we did not do I'm Ready.
Okay.
They had a whole, what else? Oh, Counting Stars. We did a little bit
yes,
of Counting Stars,
yes.
which... because they love that song. So anyway, I feel like we've got a pretty good mix-up. But I laughed because the girls came over Thursday afternoon to practice their routine. And when I listened, I gave them the playlist. And I said, here are two different ones I've come up with. Y'all can choose. Because I wanted them to have options.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so,
And I just bought y'all a few things. Listen, I just thought that this might help you. I just, you know.
Yes, yeah, here, like, hold on. I'm going to go put on my juicy velour sweatpants.
Yes,
and
yes.
We will listen to some, what's the new jams, girls?
Yeah, what's the new jams?
What's the hats, uh-huh. girls?
What are y'all kicking it to these days, girls?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. pretty much me. And so I played.
Oh, wait, and this song is legit, y'all. That's it.
Oh, uh-huh. It's totes legit.
There you go.
I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what else you'd need to know. So. Uh-huh. I played the mix, and I'm going to tell you that when It's Tricky came on, that this was the comment out of one of the little girls' mouths. This will be perfect. The music teachers will love this because they're like in their 50s. That is, honest to goodness, what they said. And here's the worst part. I bet their music teachers are not any older than 35.
Oh, sure.
I
mean, yeah, no, they're
I'm
not.
I'm so uh-huh. much older uh-huh. than their music teachers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but their music teachers are like 50, so they'll like It's Tricky. And that's it. So then they decided on their playlist. Then they disappeared off into the playroom for just a few minutes. And they came back out. And I'm going to tell you that they spoke the words that I had been dying to hear, which is, Miss Shankle, do you happen to know any choreography?
Oh.
Which.
Stop.
I know. So,
stop.
Essentially. And here's the truth. I don't really know any choreography. I remember more of an eighth grade cheerleading dance than I probably should admit to knowing.
Yeah, me too. And, I remember actually a lot of a ninth grade cheerleading dance. I'm mm-hmm. here to tell you.
So I taught them a couple of moves, but what we basically decided is they're not going to be able to completely choreograph the entire 3-minute routine because they're not going to have time to learn it. And tryouts are April 29th.
Well, they can have a freestyle section.
That's what I said. I said they need to have some time where they maybe, I suggested maybe painting some beach balls with glow in the dark paint and throwing those across kind of as like props. Cause that's like a freestyle thing. And then it gives them like a little prop. I don't know. So somebody's going to maybe do a flip. I don't know.
Okay. They've got some. Okay. I want to tell you that, I'm not trying to mind your business with the dance. I'm trying not to get too codependent
in this. Overinvested, yes.
But mm-hmm. I do want to say that I have thought before, and I'm going to see if this will record. I'm pulling it up on iTunes right now, that if I were still in the business of making up dance routines in cheerleading.
Yes.
And trying to do some kind of mix.
Yes.
That I would be very tempted. Okay, hold on. Can you hear that?
Okay.
Is that playing for you?
No, I can't hear it.
Oh, shoot. I don't know how to make it play. But the part of Dark Horse.
Oh.
You know which mm-hmm. part I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. I have. Are you ready for? Ready for?
Yeah, but that part. But then where he does the thing where he's, I don't know what he says. I don't know. Is that what he says?
Oh, at the end?
No. Oh, there's no going back or something. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, there's no going back.
Yeah, like that. Real, okay. Uh-huh. There's a that's such a transition in a cheerleading routine to me.
Oh,
you know, I can see it in my head, and then you start another song, but I can't. Yes. I can't make it play.
Well, that's funny that you say that because we did have that in one of the mixes, of course. But Caroline and I were in the car the other day, and that song was on, and that part came on, and I kind of did the whole like. Kind of like a Def Leppard, you know, how it was like bleeping, blobbling, you know.
Oh, wait,
like
no, okay, hold on. Come here, Alex. Come tell Miss Melanie what we say when that part comes on. Okay, ready? Go.
Hoop-a-doo-boo.
See? I did some version of that in the car the other day, and Caroline just looked at me at the corner of her eye, and she goes, it says, there's no going back.
I know.
It was just like.
I know. Listen, it's terrible. Uh-huh. I don't know who started it among the three of us. I think it was David.
Okay.
But one day in the car, and so now anytime it's on, it becomes a big hoop-a-doo-boo.
Wow.
And anyway, it's good times.
Well, I lost some cool points that day when I said my nonsense words because there's no going back.
Well, they're like, very protective of their lyrics. These children are like, you know, they don't like us messing with their lyrics, singing along with their lyrics, any of that business.
Well, and I'm somebody who for years sang Billy Joel's It's Still Rock and Roll to me. I always thought it was a fried orange pair of pants. You know what I mean? For years.
As you do.
And, mm-hmm. Well, a fried orange, because that makes more sense than uh-huh. a bright orange pair of pants.
Uh-huh.
And then like Don Henley, Boys of Summer, you know, it's your brown skin shining in the sun. I always thought it was your brow is getting shiny in the sun because she was sweating.
Well,
but
sure,
I thought,
because
oh,
that happens.
Well, it does. Uh-huh. It does happen. but I thought brown skin shining in the sun is much more romantic and lyrical. That was, you know, there's a reason Don Henley probably went with that instead of.
That's why he makes the big bucks, right?
It is. Yeah. And that's why I would be just writing about sweaty girls in the summer. Mm-hmm. And he's being poetic. So there you have it.
Well, so the dark horse, the hoop-a-dee-boo, that's been, I don't even know. I have no idea what that song's about. And then, but then the I'm Ready song with the SpongeBob thing over and over, that's been a big hit.
Yes. I told him we had to stay away. We couldn't do Happy because I feel like it's going to be totally overdone.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. I tried to guide him. So anyway, so that's the status of that. So we're having another practice session, on Thursday.
Yeah. Are you going to stretch Sally O'Malley and
I am a stretch and a kick
and kick and help them with their sweet moves.
Yes. I'm going to do my best. And that they're going to end it with a pyramid at the end. That seems to be the clincher. So, anyway, so we'll see. We'll see. So, you know, they've got 2 weeks until tryout, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, they're going to make it through just based on personality alone.
Well, I would think. And it's a big group of girls. And so I think that if you're going to try to include everybody as much, it makes more sense to let a group that's bigger go through, I would think. But, you know, you don't know what other talents people are offering. I mean, you don't know. I mean, because Caroline was really concerned because she felt like all of her talents are more geared towards the outdoors.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
And she can't get up there and shoot a gun.
No, it's funny how they frown on that.
Yeah.
Or a bow and arrow.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
But she could do, but they, you know, so she's going with a dance thing. So it's a little out of our comfort zone, but we're going to have the glow suits and we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's funny because it's like, everything's different, but it's really not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because this is totally what I would have been doing in fifth grade. I mean, I would have been sure. all about a talent show, a glow suit and a medley. I mean,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're doing because it's fifth grade girls or fifth grade girls, no matter the year.
Well, I'm glad you were able to pull together the playlist, Ms. Shankle. Well, I'm glad that you were able to make that contribution for the youth of tomorrow, or the youth of today and the hope of tomorrow.
The hope of tomorrow, yes, because I believe the children are our future, and if we teach them well, we can let them lead the way.
Sure, yeah. Somebody should put that in a song.
They should. They should.
It might catch on.
It might be real popular.
So you got your sandal situation under control.
I ended up with the Minnetonka Ashleys.
Yes.
The wedges. I have not worn them yet, but only because the one day I was going to wear them, I can't remember. Oh, it was kind of rainy, and I was worried about it.
You got suede. You can't mess around.
I was going to say, you can't play with the suede, so I have not worn them. And then last night, we went out to dinner. Perry and I had date night. We went out to dinner, and I was going to wear them last night, but then I decided they didn't look as cute with what I had on as another pair of shoes, so I didn't wear them last night either.
Okay. I thought about ordering them, but I think the instep's going to be my demise, and so I just have...
You think so?
I really do.
No, they're really, I'm telling you, they're kind of like a moccasin in a sandal form.
Okay.
I think they could work for you. I mean, I think you ought to order them because it's free shipping, free returns.
Okay.
I mean,
I may try.
They're super cute. And you know what I like about them is you could really wear them. I mean, you know, here in Alabama too, I'll be able to wear them until like November because they look kind of, they can transition well through the fall.
Right.
And all that.
It's a transition sandal.
It is a transition sandal.
Well, I thought about you last week because I got on a similar quest with purses.
Oh.
Because, you know, I ordered that purse that you linked to, but then when it came in and I loved it, but I just finally decided that not having a shoulder strap.
Yes, it could be a deal breaker.
Was going to frustrate me. Like, I mean, I kept it, I looked at it, and I put it on my shoulder, and I opened it. You know, you know how you do the test run.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about a spring purse. I've got my fringe purse that's also suede-ish,
which I love.
Yeah, and I do love it. I don't know that I'm gonna want to carry it. You know, as it gets into the real sort of the prime time of spring and summer.
Yes, I get that. It's hard to know. I have a great because I bought it last year. That Kate Spade bag I bought, it's that striped, like kind of black and white striped. And I'm excited about carrying it again this year, but, because I knew I would carry it for at least a couple of summers when I bought it. But, I'm trying to think, Where did I see a really cute purse?
I just saw a cute one in the Michael Kors store at the Summit, but I'm not spending that kind of money.
I know. It's an investment. And summer, truth be told, I don't think I carry a purse as much as I do in the fall and winter months, which you probably don't either.
I don't know. It just depends.
Well, I guess to the store and stuff. You're still doing your normal stuff.
I don't know. Jenny Allen had a really cute purse this weekend that was it was a Steve Madden bag. Mm-hmm. I actually took a picture to send it to you because it looked kind of like you to me.
Oh, okay.
But it was red and blue, and you know, I can't do that. That's like you carrying a burnt orange bag. It sends a message, you know, that I don't want to have to explain. Mm-hmm. And so they have other colors, but I'm scared that I would get it dirty. One's kind of a yellow and cream and then the other one's a black and white. And so I don't know.
Oh yeah. That's hard.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a real problem.
This is a real problem. Now, I really like, I ordered that little Noonday bag. Noonday's got some cute
ones. Oh, that's right. Okay, you may have solved it.
Mm-hmm. I think they've got some really cute ones.
I do, too. Okay, you may have just solved it for me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to click during the podcast.
Yes, well, you can. Feel free.
Okay, I'm just...
I mean, it's for research purposes.
This is true. Because I love your bag that you had when we were in Chicago.
Yes, I've been real happy with it. It's been a good...
This is exciting. Well, I've got a Noonday... I have a Noonday tote bag, and I have flirted with that Gloria bag that has all the tassels on it.
Yes, but which is so cute.
Oh, I think it's so cute. Oh, the Betsy bag. I have not seen that.
Oh, well, now I've got to get on.
Oh, my goodness.
This is welcome to our new podcast, where what we basically do is just shop. This is last time with shoes. This is just our shop along with us podcast.
This Betsy bag is cute.
Hold on. I'm about to look at the Betsy bag. I love the LaGloria bag. I do like that.
Isn't that cute?
Super cute. Yeah, that is super cute.
But it's fabric.
I love the Vibrant Stitches bag. Look how cute that is.
Okay, well, I've got to go back. I can't. Yeah. It is so cute. And somebody has this bag. Or is it Paige Knudsen who has this bag? And I've just seen it on her blog.
The Vibrant Stitches bag?
Mm-hmm. Somebody has it.
I don't know.
That's really cute.
The kid at the back is the one, just I know you already know that, but just in case anybody's shopping along with us and wants to know.
What were you going to say? What were you saying?
I said I have the Kismet Day bag.
Oh, yes, you do have the Kismet Day bag. The LaGloria bag I adore, but okay, hold on 1 second.
What's your hold up?
Hold on. What you need, bud?
Can I use this?
Yeah, you can use that.
Yay.
Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. We had a pressing question. What were you about to say?
I said, I don't remember. What's your problem with the LaGloria bag? What's your hold up there?
Okay. It goes back to my texture issues.
Okay. Does it look like honeycombs?
Well, it's something coming out. I don't know. I don't know how I would do. I don't like stuff that oozes out of holes. And so I get that it's thread. I don't know if it would cause, why am I crazy?
Our issues are what our issues are. What did Perry, that was last night. We had a whole thing because before we went to dinner, which we were going, it was like a casual type place, but he loves his Birkenstocks, which I know does not fit his overall persona, but he likes his Birkenstocks in the summertime. And so he said, should I put these on? Should I wear these or should I put on my boots? And I said, you need to put on your boots. And he said, why? And I said, because I don't like seeing men's feet at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't mind seeing your feet. And I said, but you're my husband, but I can't do that to other women who may be there, who may share my thing. And he said, nobody shares that. And I said, I bet there's a lot more of us than you think.
I said, I think you're right.
I don't want to see a man's feet while I'm eating. I don't.
Well, I feel that way about the tank top thing.
Mm-hmm. With the men in the tank. I don't want to see your armpit hair.
No, I don't. I really don't. And I know it's a generational thing. I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's people who are, 15, 20 years younger than we are, who see no problem at all with it. But I feel like my mama in this regard. Like, there are just some things I don't need to know about you.
No, no. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you're in a restaurant, put on a sleeve.
Yes.
You need a sleeve. I don't want to see your hairy armpits.
Mm-mm. I don't either. No, it does not. It does not add to my dining experience at all.
Mm-mm. It's hard enough for me to eat at the pool in the summertime. And that's at the pool. I just, mm-hmm. I like people to be covered up. I don't like to think about body things when I'm trying to
either.
Enjoy.
I don't either.
I just, that's my thing.
So Perry's wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, but he's wrong. And you know, yes. David enjoys his Birkenstocks too in the summertime, I will say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you were looking for a purse.
Yes.
Do you think you would be more for a summer purse?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you do if you were only shopping Noonday? What would you do?
If I was only shopping Noonday,
mm-hmm. We're gonna look at Nordstrom here in a second and see if we can't really bore everybody to the point that they cry.
Yes,
but
this was our last podcast.
This is the last one.
I think for a summer purse, I really like the linen and stripes catch all too.
I don't see that. Oh, somebody had this weekend. I saw this purse.
Well, I really like it. So that was the first bag I was ever tempted to get from. I personally like the Vibrant Stitches bag.
Okay.
If I were going to get one just for summer or like whatever, because I think it would transition to the fall along with a Minnetonka Ashley Wedge sandal. But I think it's bright. And I love that you could also just throw your like suntan stuff in there and head to the pool.
Like a pool bag.
It could almost be, it could double as a pool bag / purse / travel bag / I just feel like it's very versatile.
Okay.
So that's the one I like. I just really, the colors
that is
on that
cute.
One.
That is cute.
That's the one. In fact, truth be told, I love my Kismet Day bag, but I may even like the Vibrant Stitches more.
Okay. All right.
So that's just me, but.
Okay. That's helpful. Uh-huh. Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a link to this Steve Madden purse. Hold on.
Oh, good. Okay.
And then maybe we should play some music or something so everybody can stay awake while we do this.
Uh-huh. Everybody can shop along with us. Next week, we're going to be shopping for.
Next week, we're going to make our grocery list.
Yeah, that's it.
And invite you to listen as we talk about the things we're going to cook. I still get so tickled. Just about at least once or twice a week when I'm cooking supper, I get so tickled thinking about you trying to give me menu ideas on that podcast and say it and just squeeze a little lime on it. So I like to make the roast and then you can take it and you can put it in a tortilla and then you just squeeze a little lime on it. Or you can put the chicken.
You can get some fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can get a tortilla and put the fish in the tortilla and just squeeze a little lime on it.
Listen,
you should write a cookbook called Just Squeeze a Little Lime.
Squeeze a little lime on it.
And every dish should be something that you put in a tortilla at the end. And then you squeeze a little lime on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, too. It's been a long time since I've done that, too. I haven't squeezed a little lime and wrapped something in a tortilla in a long time. That's a summer dish. It's more of a summer dish.
It's more of a summer thing. Now, there are these. Okay, I know we're jumping around. Okay, but, you know, there are these tortillas. Have I told you about these really good corn tortillas that we're getting now in Publix and Fresh Market?
Oh.
I can't think of the name of them, but they're delicious. And they have like a blue corn one, and they have a yellow corn and a white corn. And they're really good. And so seriously, like to grill some fish or cook some fish and put it in there with some lime on it really is just like a delicious meal. And now I think I'm going to make that tonight.
Okay. Well, that sounds delicious. I have really gotten into, HEB, here's the thing of being in San Antonio. You can go, if I was to drive to Central Market, I can get like fresh corn tortillas, like.
Like really fresh.
Like the real thing, like hot off the presses.
Yes.
And then, but then I've started loving, we can get in our, I don't know if y'all have them, and I don't know what brand they are, but they're like the tortilla dough, like for flour tortillas. And so you can buy it. It's where all our biscuits are. And
that was your email sending, just in that loud noise you heard, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you can heat those on the skillet and you cook them fresh, like flour tortillas.
Have that option. I'd have to go up to Chewy's and ask the ladies who make the tortillas to just, you know, if they wouldn't mind sliding a few my way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But these, I like those a lot too. Oh yeah, this is cute. But I like the Noonday bag better.
Okay. All right. Because they have the yellow and the black and white. But I really like the red and blue better. But I can't. Again, I'm sorry. If you're an Ole Miss fan, I think this may be the bag for you.
Yes.
If you're an Ole Miss fan.
Yes, but it is not. Yeah.
It's not the bag if you're a Mississippi State fan.
Yeah. No, it's definitely the cutest is in the navy and red, but mm-hmm. I like the Noonday bag better.
Okay. All right. Well, see, we've solved a problem.
There we go. So if anybody has purse issues, we've come to the rescue on that. Thank goodness.
Because I like, you know, and I don't like an expensive, a terribly expensive summer bag.
No.
But I also like one that will last long enough that I can use it again if I would like to. That's not going to disintegrate by the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, I had that. What? Go ahead.
Oh, no. You say yours because mine was
completely
different. Well, I was
going to say, I had that Darlin' coral bag I bought at TJ Maxx like 2 summers ago that I loved. It was the cutest. I would have carried it forever, but it totally fell apart because it was, you know, $35 at TJ Maxx.
Yeah. I feel like I'm really hard on a bag in the summertime because mm-hmm. I do tend to use it a lot of different ways.
Yes, it gets overstuffed.
Okay, so on the plane going to Oklahoma City and coming back, I started reading The Galley of Kelly Minter's new book, and so I continued to read it, and oh my goodness.
It's so good, isn't it?
Oh my goodness.
I know. I loved it. I think it's so good. It's so, so good.
I've been meaning to tell you that. And, I told David about it last night. There are parts about it I can't quit thinking about.
I know. That's how it is. It leaves, like, I feel like it leaves you. Because I'm still thinking, and when did I read it? A while back. I read it on the way to Virginia Beach. So you think February.
But now I really do. I want to go to Brazil.
I know. Isn't that funny? Like, all of a sudden, I've kind of always been, which Caroline and Perry have already said they're going. Like, they're totally going to go with Kelly and Mary Catherine, whatever. But now I feel like I need to go, too, which mm-hmm. I can't even talk about how much sleep medication I will need to sleep on a hammock on a boat in the Amazon. I mean, it's pretty much everything I hate the most in one. It's sleeping outside.
Hot.
It's sleeping in something that's not a bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. It involves potential wildlife. And it's on the water.
And you're close with other people.
Yes, and you're close with other people. You have no personal space. And so in all that, it encompasses pretty much, it's like my own personal fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still want to go.
Well, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. It was really good. It doesn't come out until August. I know you know that, but and for people listening, if they're wanting to get on, it's not available till August.
Yeah, well, and you're going to want to get that in August. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. So what did I do? We went to eat at this place last night with some friends. They had told us about it, but we went. It's called Mishtli, which is very different than how I had been saying it, which was Mixly.
Okay, it's called what now?
Mishtli.
But it's French?
Spelled, well, no, it's spelled M-I-X, like T-L-I.
Okay.
But it is like, it's kind of a fascinating concept. So it's in this like railway car, this old railway car, and you pay in advance. So it's a fixed price per person. So you pay in advance before you go, and they only seat 12 people at one long table.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
Yes.
So you're with people you know, but also with people you don't know.
Yes, yes. But you could get 12 of your friends. We just did not happen. It just happened to be us with another couple.
Okay, all right.
Which, you know, I wasn't real sure how I would feel about that. But it kind of worked out because our other group was all a group. And so we kind of did our own thing and they did their own thing.
Okay.
Which was good, fine with me. But the food is kind of like interior Mexican type food. And they do it, it's like a progressive thing. So you end up getting like 7 small courses that are each like hand-plated and made. And then they pair them with various drinks that go with that course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a wine or some sort of like, there was some sort of like honey tea. There was some sort of roasted coffee. But I got really tickled by the end because the presentation was all very beautiful and very, mm-hmm. I mean, this was not the kind of place. Normally we're like, let's go get Italian food. So this was a different thing for us. But the presentations were all very, and each course had like a whole story behind it. You know, it was very elaborate. It was basically like a meal in like a Pottery Barn catalog format. You know, it was like, it had been, these coffee beans were handpicked on the side of a mountain where people basically have to suspend themselves through the air because there's no way to actually mm-hmm. climb and get these coffee beans. So you feel like you're having this very exotic. For all I know, they could have picked everything up at HEB.
Right.
I don't know.
But you're invested nonetheless. I mean, like you are in the moment with that food. Uh-huh.
Yes. And they, but the most fascinating thing, and I put a picture of it on Instagram, was the dessert that they brought out.
Hold on, I missed it. Now I've got to look at Instagram.
Oh yeah. You need to go look at this, to get the full, it was a bowl that was filled with moss.
Okay.
With a log on the bowl. Mm-hmm. And then it had like a little macaron kind of cookie and then like two little chocolates, but they were made. There was a whole story about an ancient Mayan princess who lost her true love. I don't remember why, but he died.
They're up on the log. Like
they're up on the log. Those are like, but they're supposed to look like beetles. They weren't, they were chocolates, but they were supposed to look like, because the whole thing was, is that this Mayan princess was devastated. She went to the shaman. He gave her, and so now in some cultures, I've never heard of this, but apparently people wear these like jewel encrusted beetles that like are chained to them that just crawl all over them.
Well,
I mean,
listen,
I know, to keep their true, and that's how she kept her true love who had died. The old Mayan legend was his soul had been reincarnated into this beetle and she kept it close to him or to her and let it crawl all over her. So this was dessert was like an homage to that.
And were you exhausted when you left?
Listen, my head was spinning.
Oh, I would have been like, I would have needed to go stare for a couple of hours somewhere. Yes. I mean, like, that's a lot of story for some chocolate.
It was. And I told Perry, I said, first of all, I love you, but I would never let a bug crawl on me in the hopes that maybe somehow it had your spirit. I said, freaks me out. And that dessert, but then, so they had the whole thing. But then, I don't know if you can tell from the picture, they must have had like dry ice down in the bottom of the bowl, because then they came around and they poured something and it started to like smoke. So the whole thing was like this, that I was eating this dessert. It was like a smoky forest type thing.
Was it good?
It was good. Yeah. All the food, I have to say, was really good. But here's the thing. Perry and I both got home, and this would have so been you and David would have been the same way. We were like, oh, that was so cool. Like, that was kind of like, and we kind of started doing the thing on the way home. Like, oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was good. Uh-huh, we had a lot of fun with the people we were with. But we were like, that was fun. That was good. And I was like, yeah, that was so interesting or whatever. And then it was kind of like, I was like, I didn't care for that charred turkey mole sauce. And he was like, no. But I did like the Rieno thing with the cheese. And he was like, yeah, that was good. And whatever. And I was like, I mean, I don't think I'd want to go back again. And he was like, no. And then by the time we got home, he looked at me and he goes, well, I feel like I have not even eaten dinner.
See, like, I was going to say, that would be exactly like, because that is always a question in this house is, okay, so is this a place like where the food's good, or is this a place where I'm going to have to drive through somewhere on the way home?
Yes. Yes. And this was a place that if it had not been late and we hadn't been tired, I mean, we would have busted out like some Nilla wafers and possibly, I don't even know what else to eat later on. Because I think within an hour after eating, it was kind of like Chinese food where we were like, did we eat? Like, because it was all really good, but, you know.
But yeah, I get it. See, I think that much story would have, like, you got to focus one place or another on the food or on the story.
Yes. And not everything had that level of story. The dessert by far, but it was a very, I mean, you can tell. I mean, they were not playing around.
Yeah, but it was thoughtful. It was the, like, it's very thoughtful, it sounds like.
Yes, it was very, and, you know, but anytime I go do stuff like this, it just confirms to me my lack of overall sophistication.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You realize that you really are like a yoga pants and t-shirt person, and are you there?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can. But yeah, it just kind of reminds you that, like, there's a reason why we tend to stay home a lot.
Yeah. That I'm pretty much, like, I'm a happy, like, let's pick up some burgers kind of girl.
Well, but every once in a while, though, I think it's fun to do something like that. We did that last year on our anniversary. We went to this really sort of fancy place where, like, the servers are very serious about what they're putting in front of you. And you know, you have to hear about the chef's philosophy and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Which is totally fine. And you know, I'm fascinated by chefs anyway, because it's a whole kind of intelligence that just intrigues me on a lot of levels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But by the same token, you know, there's not one thing wrong with some country fried steak and gravy.
No, there's not. And sometimes it's that thing where they've now told you so much about the chicken or the pork or the Brussels sprouts that you've eaten that you feel like basically you were a letdown to those Brussels sprouts because right. you're like, yeah, I'm just here. I am.
I cannot appreciate you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that you were grown within 10 miles of my home. Sure. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I don't appreciate like, you know, sunlit barns and porches. I don't appreciate, I have no appreciation for that. Yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So you could have been flown in from, you know, wherever, and it would have been all the same to me.
It does remind me, though, of that Portlandia sketch of where, yes. you know, is it mm-hmm. local? Is it local? Mm-hmm. Where she brings out the brochure of the chicken.
Yes.
Same as Colin. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Whole thing.
Did they have chicken friends? Did he get to roam with his chicken friends uh-huh. yeah. and enjoy? Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's it. So that was, that's been our weekend pretty much.
Well, at least you did something fun and different.
Yeah, it was good. And we needed a date night. You know, this mm-hmm. time of year gets so busy. And so we hadn't been out in a while. So it was good to kind of get out and do something and do something different. So that was fun.
Okay. So Mad Men starts tonight.
So excited. I'm so excited. Do you have any thoughts? What do you think's going to happen?
No, I have deliberately not read anything. I've just, mm-hmm. I feel like now I'm guessing we're going to be into a period of time that I might remember a little bit about, a tiny bit about, if we get into the early 70s, some, I don't know how far, you know, yeah. I don't know if it'll still be, what was it last season? Was it
68 or 69?
Yeah. Maybe something like that. And so I don't know if we're going to be in the '70s, but,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. I think it's just that whole thing. You kind of know with Don Draper, it's not going to go well.
No. And yeah, I did read something that speculated that what if at the end of the whole show, we find out that ultimately the whole story was always more about Peggy's transformation than Dawn.
It could be. It could be. Yeah.
That was the beginning of, because I mean, you see that switch that you know, she kind of came into her own at the end of last season.
Yes,
and
she did.
And Dawn, I don't know. I feel like so many times I've hoped that this is like Don's redemptive moment, but it just never seems to come.
No, because he doesn't want it to be. I mean, like, I think he's, and I say this just like he's a real person.
Yes, well, for sure.
But ultimately, it's like Beth Moore has said many times, there are some people who just don't want to be free. Like,
that's it.
Ultimately, mm-hmm. he just does not want to be free.
Mm-hmm. He could have benefited from Beth's breaking free study.
he could have. Maybe that's what we'll see in this final season.
Maybe so. Him yeah. going through doing a Beth Moore study.
Him doing it, even though that didn't exist at the time, it can just be a little anachronism in there. And he can, he can just be sitting there mm-hmm. or doing Believe in God.
I don't. Maybe he's walking down the street and like walks into a Billy Graham revival.
Maybe so. I am who God says I am.
Yes, I believe that he can do what he says he can do.
Mm-hmm. God's word is alive and active in me.
Yes.
Maybe he does. Maybe he finds Jesus. I don't know. It's just, it's going to be. I mean, even that, it's still the most fascinating show on TV to me, regardless.
Oh, I mean, the writing is so phenomenal because you never know where it's going to go. And I feel like the episodes, when you watch them again, you have more appreciation. Like, I feel like sometimes when I watch it in the moment, I'll be like, well, I don't think that was that good. And then mm-hmm. later, it's all the little subtleties that you're, you know, it's just brilliant.
I'm also curious about Joan and about what's going to happen with Joan.
Yes, I know. Where does Joan go?
Where's she going to end up? Will she end up with Roger in the end?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
But now we only get like 7 episodes, right? We get 7 episodes and then we have to wait again until next year to get the last.
Yeah.
They're
splitting up up the final season into 2 different years.
Oh, I'm going to tell you
what,
wears me out.
I know. We used to just have a TV season.
Yes. Yes. And it wasn't, you could watch 22 episodes and yes, you were left with a cliffhanger, but you had gotten 22 episodes. But this waiting a whole year to watch 7 episodes, Downton Abbey, Call
yes.
the Midwife, Mad Men, all these other shows, it kind of drives me crazy.
I know. I agree. I think that, yeah, and I get it. I get why they and even all these like mini breaks throughout, like with Scandal, you know, you have 6 weeks and then you have 3 weeks off and then you have 6 weeks and you have 3 weeks off. And I don't know. I just want to be able to plow through. I just want to be able to plow through.
I agree. It's exhausting. I like to, I'm obsessed with the Mindy Project right now. I've finished season 1 of the Mindy Project. And I've enjoyed it. I like to be able to watch a show all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I did
get heavily invested.
Can you hear Alex coughing in the background?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just, hey, bud. You okay? Okay, apparently not. Okay. We've just, the pollen, I'm telling you, it's been so hateful.
I know, it's rough.
It's been so hateful. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay. Listening. You were like getting digitized-y in there.
Oh, sorry.
No, I mean, I don't think it was really your fault. Well, unless somehow you're writing some code to interfere with your internet connection.
I am. You know how I do.
Mm-hmm. I know how you like the technical side of things. So anyway, that's about all that's going on here. I'm home now. Yeah. Baseball. That's looking good. For our purse.
Yes.
Travel. Hey, what y'all doing for Easter? We hadn't talked about that.
We are, well, really, I mean, we're just having my family over here for Easter brunch after church on Easter Sunday. So we'll just do that and then probably have a pretty low-key weekend. We don't have soccer or anything since it's Easter weekend. So we'll probably just have a low-key weekend and then do Easter here. What are y'all doing?
I think we're going to go to early church, and then we're going to go to Mississippi and and have lunch at Mama's. It's for some reason it is very important to Mama that we come to her house for lunch this year. So,
okay, well, that's good.
So we're going to do that, and I don't know. That's good. I'm going to try to write some since we don't have school Friday. I'm going to try to write.
Too.
Wait, hold on. I can't hear you.
Okay.
Oh, now I can. Now I can hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to tweak. I've got low key with some try to catch up on stuff I need to do writing wise. Since I'm done with all my mixtapes now.
Sure. Are you there?
And focus on those other things. And but we've got 2 4-day. Yes. Can you hear me? Hello.
I can in bits and pieces. I'm just going to trust that it's come through for other people. Okay. I hear like 2 words and then you cut out, and then I hear a couple of words and you cut out.
I wonder if my microphone is acting up.
You may have a short.
Maybe so. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So we have 2 4-day weeks in a row, which I'm pretty excited about.
Delightful.
Mm-hmm. So, because we have Fiesta going on here the next week after Easter. So, that's it. So we're just around.
All right. Well, I'm sure this was riveting for everyone who listened. I don't even know what to say about it. I'm sorry.
I don't know how much more you could want in an entertainment venue than to listen to some people shop for purses and squeeze some lime on it.
Squeeze some lime on it. Get you a purse and squeeze some lime on it.
That's it.
That's the key to a happy spring, and then make you a mixtape.
Yep. That's all you need.
And end it with a pyramid. There you go.
That's it. Amen. So.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, have a good rest of the day.
All right. I'll talk to you. Bye, everybody.
Okay. See you later. Bye, everybody.